Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody, and welcome into a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. So glad you're joining me today because we are going to have us a fun show. This is your one-stop shop for my nonsense, some hard rocking music, and some good times. We are going to accomplish that today on the show. I think is going to be a fun one. We're going to talk a lot of news, and I'm going to be playing two brand new songs from some bands that you might have heard of. But yeah, I think it's going to be a good time. Also on the show, I believe I'm going to be ranking my ranking of the Guns N' Roses albums. I'll rank them in order of which ones I think are the best. Talk about each one a little bit and then go from there. But I believe we're going to start this show off with a song by a band that a lot of people aren't really big fans of. I'll go ahead and say it right now. I'm on record as saying, hey, I'm not the biggest fan of this band. Nothing against them personally. I just think that some of their music is not for me. I'll just put it that way. I do think that it's funny on TikTok. People are playing the beginning of this song and they're like, oh, it doesn't sound like this band. This is not what this band sounds like. 2 seconds into that song, I'm like, okay, yeah, I know exactly who this is. I think people are just rediscovering this band, or maybe they never really listened to them. They kind of just jumped on that bandwagon of hating them because people hate them. I don't know why people hate them. I know why I don't like them, but I don't know why people hate them. Anyways, the band I'm talking about is Nickelback. The song is called San Quentin, and I'm going to play that for you here in a second. I'd like to hear your guys' thoughts about the song. The song's not bad, but it sounds like every prototypical Nickelback song out there. It kind of sounds like stuff from their second album. I'm not talking about going all the way back to their first album with their "This is how you remind me." No, I'm not talking about that sound, but they do have this just kind of power chord driven, double bass, slap hit, kind of just punchy stuff. Punchy poppy metal, I guess, is what we can call Nickelback. But this song is called San Quentin. Let me know what you guys think of it. I think it's an okay song. I think it's pretty standard Nickelback stuff. But let's go ahead and jump into that song, and then I'll be back with some news, man. Hold tight.
Like I'm gonna testify.
Welcome back into the show. Thanks for hanging out with me. That was Nickelback with this little song called San Quentin. Had an article I wanted to read right here that is kind of tied into that. But yeah, let me know what you guys think about it. I think it's pretty standard Nickelback stuff. But I am down if you guys want to let me know what you thought about it. But I did find this article from our friends over at Blabbermouth. Canadian rock band Nickelback will release its long-awaited new album, Get Rollin', on November 18th. Led by their brand new single, San Quentin, which we just played for you guys, which arrives as a downloadable content. Nickelback's newest body of work will be its 10th studio album. It is an edgy rock adventure teasing the diverse range of sounds and songs that make up the new album, Get Rollin'. San Quentin was inspired after frontman Chad Kroeger met a real-life warden from the notorious high-security California prison. The song follows the story as he plots his clever escape. In addition to San Quentin, the band's forthcoming collection will feature 10 new songs, all penned by Nickelback. We've spent the last few years making a record at a pace that gave us the freedom to create, and we can't wait for everyone to hear the new music. We've missed the fans and look forward to bringing the new songs to life on stage, so let's get rolling. Ha ha ha. Pun intended. Yeah, Nickelback's been around for a long time, sold a lot of albums. A lot of people do not like them. A lot of people actually hate them. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. Let me know what you guys think of that song that we just played and what your thoughts are on Nickelback altogether. I just thought it was kind of like a trending thing on TikTok. I was like, hey, let's play this. Let's check this thing out right here. Next article I want to read right here is Ozzy Osbourne. Looking forward to touring again. He goes on to say, I need to get back on that stage. So if any of you people out there are football fans like I am, NFL started last week, and Ozzy Osbourne was the halftime entertainment, which you got to see 9 seconds of. Like, they cut to Ozzy, and then they freaking cut that crap out of there. I don't know why. Whoever was in charge of that decision, I mean, you promoted the hell out of him going to be there, and then you don't really show it. Good news is that Ozzy has shared the full video of that performance, so if you want to go there and check that out, do it. But this article right here says, Ozzy Osbourne spoke to Rock 95.9's The Clinger Show about his desire to return to the road after a number of health issues he has dealt with in recent years. It's different, he explained. It's awkward right now. I haven't got the confidence up. I'll lose my balance, so I've got to get my confidence up. I've overcame drug addiction and alcohol addiction and everything else. I'm sure I can give it a good effort. I need it. I need to get back on that stage. Earlier this month, the 73-year-old Black Sabbath frontman told Kerrang! Magazine that he is focused on getting in physical health back up to the point where he can manage being on tour again. I'm going to put 110% into getting myself out there. Time is my most valuable asset right now. I'm 73. I don't think that I'll be here another 25 years. So I've got a goal, and the goal is to get back on stage. Ozzy added he's working on getting his rhythm again, admitting that my balance is all jacked up and I've got to keep going. As previously reported, Ozzy performed the halftime show for the Rams. Ozzy opened with the title track from the new album, Patient Number 9, backed by Andrew Watt on guitar, Chris Chaney on bass, Tommy Kliftos on drums. Longtime Ozzy guitarist Zach Wilde then joined them on stage to play the singer's classic track, Crazy Train. So yeah, go check out the video. It's pretty good. I think it was a good time, man. Good time. All right, cool article I wanted to share right here with you guys, because I'm a personal fan of this band. And I believe my brother is as well. Paramore are up to something and fans are freaking out. It looks like Paramore have begun to tease an album number 6 and their next era. Is it finally time? After revealing that they are probably back in the studio at the start of the year, the 3 members of Paramore have just changed their profile pictures on Instagram to their faces crushed against glass. And as we all know, when a band starts coordinating their socials, they're up to something. And with vocalist Hayley Wheeling suggesting last year that we could hear album number 6 sometime in 2022, things are looking very promising indeed. The band are set to hit the road next month for their first headlining tour since 2018, so it makes sense to begin teasing or maybe even dropping a new single ahead of that. In January 2022, Hayley told Rolling Stone, the follow-up to 2017's After Laughter, we wrote and tracked something we loved and it actually surprised us. We kept joking. It was all downhill from that point. We've been surprised a lot throughout this whole thing. I always wanted, waiting for that moment for us to know we're up to something good. Ain't It Fun from our self-titled record and Hard Times. or Told You So for After Laughter. It's not about it feeling like a hit so much as it's scary, exciting feeling that you're treading uncharted waters. It keeps you curious. We've got to feel that feeling early on this time. She also teased, our output has always been all over the place, and with this project, it's not different. We still feel in the thick of it, but some things have remained consistent from the start. More emphasis back on the guitar. Zach should go on his animal as he wants the drum takes. So that's awesome. Anytime there's new music from Paramore, I think it's awesome. I really dig that band. Haley is a phenomenal singer. She's absolutely just a cool person in general. She's so pretty. Had the biggest crush on her back in the day. But yeah, Paramore. Let's hear it, man. Let's hear some new music from Paramore. I think that would be awesome. Also, hey, man. I did a review on this a little earlier. Maybe it was about a month and a half ago. But I did a review of the Stadium Tour. And they're winding that thing down, man. It's coming to an end. I think it's funny that that Tommy Lee, with his Twitter post or Instagram post, whatever it was, showing his assets, air quotes. It felt like he was teasing something, and not just in that one kind of tease that you're thinking of. He was teasing something, which he went ahead and mooned some fans at a show, and his across his behind was written OnlyFans. So I believe he was promoting that he was going to be starting OnlyFans with that picture he dropped last month. So congrats, Tommy. Good luck. Whatever you got to do, man, make that money. I hope you guys keep playing music, though, because that's the beats I want to hear. That's the beats I want to hear. I'm not into the other beats you got going on, but yeah, let's speaking of the Stadium Tour, Ricky Rocket says the Poison Stadium Tour proved that rock and roll is not dead. And I agree, man. I think rock and roll is out there. It's still kicking it. We got some good new bands out there that are rocking around. So yeah, man, I believe rock and roll is not dead. The long delayed North American trek with Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts was originally planned for 2020. Stadium Tour concluded. Yeah, this past weekend it concluded. So yeah, it is now officially wrapped up. On Saturday, Ricky took to his social media to write, "Such a crazy summer. I think we proved that rock and roll is not dead. Neither is our brand of rock and roll," which I agree, man. I feel like I have a feeling that 80s rock, maybe that early 90s rock, I feel like that's coming back around. We had Greta Van Fleet kind of bring back the Led Zeppelin sound, which is kind of like a 70s era rock and roll. But I believe we're gonna keep spinning around. And I believe that 70s, 80s, maybe even early 90s rock sound is going to keep on rolling. And that's a good niche, man. That's a good pocket of rock music. That's the era I like to capture and listen to. So as long as it comes back, all good to me. We still have our pundits, and quite frankly, it's part of our success. Back in the day, jazz peeps criticized rock and roll for having players who weren't proficient, all while having zero ideas what makes good rock and roll. Poison isn't a jazz, rock, fusion, progressive metal band. Hell, most of the time, we aren't even really metal. We are just rock and roll. To those folks enjoying stuffing 30-second notes into a 150 beats per minute song or whatever floats your boat, rock and roll moves the soul. And if all you have for us is hate, then that's cool too. We moved souls this summer. I know it. I saw it in the fans' eyes. Maybe not the critics. I could not give two shits about what the critics say. Nothing but a good time is damn right. I love you all. Till next time, remember, seeing is believing, but feeling is the truth. Last month, Bret Michaels revealed that Poison fans may have to wait until 2025 to see the band again because he is going out on tour with his solo stuff that he had to put on hold. So good for them. I'm glad they had a great summer. I mean, shoot, man, that Stadium Tour really killed it, man. A lot of people went out and enjoyed that music, and I'm glad because that is some good tunes. Funny article here I wanted to share with you guys. There was a hardcore metal show at a drive-thru Sonic in New Jersey. Who the hell plays at Denny's anymore? Everyone has to move on to playing Sonic drive-thrus in South New Jersey now. And by everyone, I mean Jell, Scowl, Exhibition, Chemical Fix, and Phantom, who brought the mosh pit hard as hell at a Sonic drive-thru on September 10th. You can check out the teaser trailer over at Hate Six's Patreon. The show included homemade pyrotechnics, as you might have noticed in the thumbnail. Oh, I'm reading this. As well as fireworks in the pit. Man, what a good time. Now, that's funny that they bring this up, because some hardcore shows back in the day used to happen at Denny's, or they used to happen at American Legion places, or sometimes they used to happen at like bookshops, or just the most random places that you would see a hardcore show. I think it's hilarious that they had one at a Sonic drive-thru. So throw that one in the Google machine and check it out. It looks like a lot of fun, man. Those kids are out there having a blast. Hopefully nobody got hurt, but it looks like a really good time. I'm going to end on this article for this week because I'm going to be playing a song from this band, their brand new single, right after this. So, Alter Bridge shares lyric video for their new single, Sin After Sin. Acclaimed rockers Alter Bridge will release their seventh album, Pawns and Kings, on October 14th, follow-up to 2019's Walk the Sky. It was once again recorded in Florida. The lyric video for Sin After Sin can be seen below. The clip was recreated by Alter Bridge visual collaborator Wayne Joyner. Pawns and Kings is comprised of 10 all-new epic tracks that are sure to garner Alter Bridge new fans around the globe while satiating their fervent supporters that have been patiently waiting for new music from the band. I know my brother's a big fan of Alter Bridge as well. The opening riffs for This Is War to the title track album closer Pawns and Kings, Alter Bridge returns with an all-new album of intense tracks that were born after the cycle of their last album was cut short by the global pandemic. Songs like Dead Among the Living, Silver Tongue, and Holiday showcase the signature songwriting the band is known for. The album offers numerous epic adventures with three songs clocking in at over 6 minutes each. The opus Fable of the Silent Sun has a roaming time of 8 minutes and 29 seconds and is the longest recording song in the band's catalog. The distinctive that used to be held by Blackbird. Guitarist Mark Tremonti steps out of his backing vocal role to take the lead on Stay, an introspective ballad that is sure to become a fan favorite live. In a recent interview with Ian Danter, Tremonti stated about Pawns and Kings, "We're very proud of it. Our producer is absolutely in love with the record. I think you are a fan of Alter Bridge. You're going to dig it." So I am looking forward to it, man. Me and my brother saw Miles Kennedy with Slash earlier this year. Dude is phenomenal. He can absolutely sing anything. Feels like any band that he steps into, he automatically makes better, and they just sound incredible. So let's jump into this song right now by Alter Bridge. It's from their new album. It's called Sin After Sin. I hope you guys enjoy it. And when I come back, speaking of Slash, whenever I come back, we're going to be talking and ranking some Guns N' Roses albums. So turn this song up. It's a banger. I'll be right back.
You brought this town from where
Good stuff, as always, by the dudes over at Altered Bridge. Go check out that song. Go check out that new album. But yes, what I want to do right now is I want to make this kind of a quick segment because I feel like the show's already dragging on too long. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to give a ranking of the Guns N' Roses albums. If anybody knows anything about me or have listened to the show long enough, you should know that I'm a giant Guns N' Roses fan. One of my favorite bands of all time, actually. And I felt like, hey, let's go ahead and rank the albums. It's going to be 1 through 6. I'm not going to do the live era CD because while it is an awesome album, I don't feel like it kind of qualifies for being ranked because it doesn't need to be added into this mix. But we're going to go from 6 all the way down to 1. We're going to count these bad boys down. I'm going to try and be quick. If this turns out to be fun, I'll probably do some more rankings of albums by other bands. But I'm looking forward to this one. I love this band. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Coming in at number 6 is going to be The Spaghetti Incident. Of course, came out in 1993. Debuted at number 4. It is certified platinum. But it's pretty much just a collection of covers, man. They have songs like Since I Don't Have You, Hair of the Dog, Look at Your Game Girl, Ain't It Fun. Spaghetti Incident is just a fun song from a good band, a good group of musicians that were just coming to the end of their tumultuous career together. You kind of feel like, it does feel like this album was just thrown together. So as fun as the album is, it's not something that I revisit a lot. It's pretty much forgotten. And so I think that's why I put it at number 6. Coming in at number 5 is going to be GNR Lies. Great album. Came out in 1988. It is a collection of live songs and then a collection of acoustic songs toward the end. So you have your first 4 songs featuring a cover of Mama Kin by Aerosmith. Really, really good song, man. I think I like the live section of this album better just because it's so poppy. It's very, got this punk-driven beats. It's a hard rocking live, you know, I love live music, like I said earlier. So that section, and then also their biggest hit, Patience, is off the back end of this album. It also reached number 4 on the charts, and it has been certified platinum 5 times. But songs like Patience, Used to Love Her, But I Had to Kill Her, an acoustic version of You're Crazy, and then Mama Kin. Great album, just not my particular favorite. GNR Lies coming in at number 5. All right, moving on at number 4. I went back and forth on these two because I really love both of them. But I think it was hard to kind of make that decision between which one was better, which one do I listen to more often, which one do I think is cooler. And I think I finally decided. So coming in at number 4 from my list is going to be Use Your Illusion 1. After the huge, huge success of Appetite for Destruction, what do? Hey, you go ahead and you put out a double album, and that's exactly what Guns N' Roses did, which this is actually just now, I believe. Yeah, 1991 is when this came out. So the 31st anniversary, September of 1991. So September, yep, 31st anniversary of this double album, man. They raised the bar with this double album, man. Use Your Illusion 1 was absolutely incredible. The rock ballad Don't Cry is on there. Live and Let Die is on there. Dead Horse. Double Talking Jive? What an awesome song that is, man. All wrapped up with the incredible, probably to a lot of people, the best song ever by Guns N' Roses is a song called November Rain. Is from this album as well. So the album is incredible. It is epic. It's really good. But there are some skips on this album. So that's what kind of makes me put the other one ahead of it, which you're going to hear about in a second. But Use Your Illusion 1 is a really, really great album. It reached 7 times platinum certification. Just absolutely incredible, man. The album art, like I said, is dope. The Use Your Illusion 1 version had the yellow and the orange, which looks super cool. But diving into my next on the list is going to be Use Your Illusion 2 from the same double album catalog from 1991. Guns N' Roses shot to the top of the charts with Use Your Illusion 2. Pretty much because of the You Could Be Mine song, the video for the soundtrack for the Terminator 2 movie. Wow, what an incredible song that is. This album, I believe I'm putting this one slightly ahead of Use Your Illusion 1 because this is the last album that had Steven Adler on the drums. One of my inspirations, one of the drummers I really looked up, his drumming. Maybe not his choices in life, but his particular style of drumming is what I wanted to do. Steven Adler, awesome drummer. He is featured on the song Civil War, which kicks off this epic album. So I think that's why I slightly like this one better, just because of his what he attributed to this album. So also on this album, you have Knocking on Heaven's Door, Yesterday's, Civil War, like I said. There's an alternate version
of Don't Cry, which is super cool as well. But the amazing thing about this album is that there really isn't any skips. Maybe My World. Maybe you could skip My World. But hey, but anyways, if we're just going through the album, you get to this track called Estranged. And this song is just epic. It's beautiful. The guitar solo work is incredible. I love it so much. So yeah, coming in at number three for me is going to be Use Your Illusion 2. All right, moving on before I get to what my number two is, because we all know what's at number one. Let's go ahead and talk about this article I found by a guy named M. Shadows. It was one of the most discussed albums of the 2000s, and its lengthy wait for its eventual completion became the stuff of legend. But now it is time to reconsider Chinese Democracy as an awesome album. M. Shadows tweeted, "As a society, are we finally ready to admit that Chinese Democracy by Guns N' Roses is a great album? The album faced plenty of scrutiny upon its release, given that Axl was the lone remaining member of the band's breakout years, and only keyboardist Dizzy Reed had remained with them from the 90s success. Band members seemingly came and went, with the recording of the record spanning from 1998 to 2000 before it was eventually released in November of 2008. So let's talk about Chinese Democracy. I love this freaking album so much. It is constantly on repeat. Whenever I'm driving around for work, it is constantly on repeat. And the reason that is, you know me, you know my loves. I love Buckethead. This is the album that made me fall in love with Buckethead. His guitar work on this album, you know, bouncing off of what Robin did, is just beautiful, man. To me, it's epic. Axl's songwriting is all over the place with this album. Now, is the album perfect? No. But is it it's a different sound that shows diversity from Axl and what an incredible musician and songwriter he is. So coming in at number two for me is going to be Chinese Democracy. And with songs like Chinese Democracy, the album opener is absolutely a banger. I love the idea that some of these songs have double solos. Okay, and Chinese Democracy is an example of that. Another example is the song Better. Now, whenever these songs are still in the band's set list, even when they're from different people, they're still in the set list whenever they tour live, it tells you something, man. These songs are great songs. So I don't know why people rank this album so low. I think it's an incredible album. The catalyst for me, you got Shackler's Revenge, Catcher in the Rye, Madagascar, Street of Dreams. But to me, I'm probably going to do a top 10 songs by Guns N' Roses, and this song is going to make that list. It's probably going to be in the top 5. But do yourself a favor and go listen to There Was a Time by Guns N' Roses right now from this album and tell me that you don't feel something listening to Buckethead solo. It is beautiful. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it. I absolutely love it. Axl's voice is killer. The band, no matter the members that came and go with this album, I feel like you can feel my passion for this whenever I'm talking about this album. I really mean that I love this album so much. Do yourself a favor. Go check it out. Check out that song in particular. Have a good time, man. Turn it up because the album rocks. Debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200 and was eventually certified platinum in an era where album sales were becoming harder to come by. So the name Guns N' Roses itself probably drove those album sales, but the music is great as well. Don't crap on this album. I love it so much. Chinese Democracy coming in at 1B is what I'll say because I don't even want to put it at number 2. But yes, moving on. What does that leave us with? That leaves us with the creme de la creme coming in at number 1A from 1987 is an album called Appetite for Destruction. I mean, we all knew this was going to be number one. I mean, it is in the conversation of albums that are perfect. So out there, you have albums that have no skips. Every song on the album could be a single release for radio. And that's what Appetite for Destruction is. From the opening track of Welcome to the Jungle to the ending track of Rocket Queen, the album is perfection. It is chef's kiss 1 million times over. I love this album so much. And, you know, I mean, songs like It's So Easy, Night Train, Out to Get Me, My Michelle, Mr. Brownstone. The raucous lineup of Axl Rose / Izzy Stradlin, Duff McKagan, and Steven Adler were just perfection. In a world of just a storm of songwriting, it is perfection. It is personified perfection. That's all I can say about it. 18 million selling worldwide, has stood the test of time. It's an instant classic. It is always revisited. Those songs are still played in sports stadiums and in commercials. And I mean, geez, man, It is just, it's awesome. It's so good. Appetite for Destruction coming at number one. So that is my ranking of the Guns N' Roses albums from 6 to 1. And that's the show for this week, man. So let me guys know what you thought of the new songs I played today. Let me know what your album rankings are for Guns N' Roses. Should I keep doing album rankings? Because I think it's fun. I like ranking stuff. It's pretty cool. But anyways, this is Tombstone Josh checking out for the Metal Groove Podcast this week. We will be back next week. I think I have a guest joining me. But until then, I hope you guys have fun. I'll catch you guys on the flippity flop. Stay metal. See ya. That's the show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Honor's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.